Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Friday. Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on early break. Hour 2 is always sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC.
Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th and Pioneers. And what is going on today in the wonderful town of Creighton? With Shindaddy.
It's cleanup day.
Cleanup day.
Steve will not be in the bank.
Okay.
Steve will not be in the bank today. It will be manning and driving up and down every street in Creighton. The street cleaner. The giant street cleaner. Shindaddy be wheeling that with one arm out the window, driving with the metal brushes.
Sweet.
Oh, God, it's incredible. Sweet. And he's going to hit every street. He started this morning about 5 a.m. because he's going to get Main Street done when there's no cars on it. Things get pretty packed up there for the farmer's market. And so... you want to get that all clean up. So he'll be whipping up and down the street. So now he'll stop and talk to you. You want to make that very clear.
Ooh.
If somebody needs something, he'll still stop and drive back down to the bank to do his banking. Or if they just want to talk to Shindaddy. They just want to have a little...
Interesting. You seldom see those things stop.
No, they don't stop.
But those big street cleaners?
The giant one. Imagine when you start that baby up.
Oh, it'd be
imagine
fun.
Driving a street cleaner.
Hey, Bill. That is something. That's an example. The street cleaning... vehicle that has lasted, that has endured
the test of though. If you see one, if you saw one today, it would look the same as me.
They do look the same. They come down our street
in the 70s. Looks the same. Yeah. 1970 and today looks exactly the same.
Wow, that's something that's endured.
Yes,
the street clean.
I feel that. I know they have better technology now, but also same way.
I think it's the same technology.
When I was in high school and poured concrete, that when the truck pulled up, truck looks the same when they pull up now. The cement truck does. I know it work easier, but you don't see a cement truck down and go, what's that?
No,
it's a cement truck, same as it was in 1964. They look the same.
Some things have rotate. Stayed the same.
Yeah. It's cool when the cement trucks are rolling down the road and they're rolling.
Yeah, they're going.
The back is going.
Yeah, back's going. Yeah, exactly.
It's cool.
Very cool. Anyway, so Shindaddy will be out clean. Remember when you...
He's driving the big thing.
The big rig.
Wow.
The big rig.
With his arm out.
Arm out the window.
Was that a cigarette? Was he doing that?
No, it's a peace sign.
Oh, okay. I thought he smoked
a cigarette.
People
on the side of the road.
Okay.
But if you want to give him a cigarette, he'll take one.
You know what the other interesting thing about street cleaners to me when I was a kid? They would come at, they might.
3 a.m.
Yes.
Yes.
Beep. Beep.
What's that sound?
Just a sweeper.
Yeah. Oh, I also remember this one from when we did the all-nighters as kids sleeping in tents or whatever, and you rode your bike around town. All of a sudden at 2 or 3 a.m, there'd be we'd have a fogger Yes. From mosquitoes.
From mosquitoes.
The mosquito.
Then you'd run behind
run
it.
Run behind it.
And breathe it in.
Breathe it in. And you would buzz right behind the thing.
Explains like, a lot. Explains that
smell
song
that
I sang earlier.
But the guy driving, imagine.
Smell that.
Imagine the guy like that. What do you got? Well, I'm doing the fogger tonight. Like that. Just listen to the radio.
I don't know that those things help that
listen,
much.
And I don't think they do anything. Not one thing. Just listen to AM radio at 3 in the morning driving around Pender. Ravana, different towns, Wood River.
Now, hold on.
Just driving around doing the fogger.
No, Bill. Those foggers would come around in Columbus. It was always after dinner. It was dusk.
No. In Pender, middle of the night. No, absolutely not.
Really?
Oh, yeah, middle of the night. Absolutely.
For Columbus, that's the difference between Columbus and Pender. Yeah.
Well, a bigger city, Steve.
Yeah, we're bigger.
Yeah, bigger.
Metro.
You
have a metro area.
You had the county fair. In Columbus, with big bands. They're Metro. Anyway, so look for Shindaddy.
Ben, we're Metro.
Do you remember the brushes that the bristles would come out? They'd be about this long in metal, about that. Yeah. That's the metal. You'd always grab one of those.
But they did a good job, though.
Yeah.
It cleaned your street.
Street cleaner.
Yeah.
It's a proper device, proper machine.
But it wasn't like, the street cleaner went by, didn't really do anything. No, it does do something. It's good.
So Shindaddy,
there must be a vacuum element. Is there a vacuum element?
I don't know all the elements.
We have to investigate that machine.
We'd like to drive one.
We should.
If anybody here in Lincoln has access to
it. You have
the
proper shirt on.
If we get access, I'd like to. I know people might want to go up into a helicopter. I want to drive a street cleaner.
Yeah, let's do that.
That's what I'm asking.
This year's goal is that one. Yes.
Okay, that's a good
one. We wouldn't get sick.
No.
We could probably do it. We could do that and get out and have the rest of our day because we spent 6 hours in a lounge chair.
For some reason I couldn't get a Coke fast enough, and all I could think about was laying down.
And you did.
Seconds from vomiting. Seconds from vomiting.
Thank you to Shindaddy and Midwest Bank for always sponsoring hour two of the program. 464-5685. Call or text as always. Before we get to the kickoff stuff from last night in the Hall of Fame game,
got it.
I need to read some response from the song that was sang to us by Sip. The rap.
It was incredible.
From Aging Gracefully. Someone says, this rap must be produced and recorded.
I have to agree with this.
Joel says, I spit out my coffee when that song, when that was.
Hey, 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 hey.
Six
of them.
Hey, 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 hey.
When you were even just mentioning it, Eric said, it's already gold before you even say anything. This song is already gold before you even utter the words. Someone said that they did pee themselves listening to it.
So there's been a lot of people wetting themselves.
Yeah, they wet themselves.
Yeah.
Don't pee yourself.
Janice in Omaha says, Steve, oh my God. I cannot thank you enough. I needed this laugh more than you know. Yes. A very happy Janice in Omaha.
Playa.
We're just three players talking to the breakers. How you expect us to have a straight face when that happened?
It might be the greatest moment of my life.
That was great. I almost fell
right
off
up there.
I almost fell off the chair. You saw that. I was almost hanging off the chair.
I'm impressed that you remembered those first two lines. That's
what people keep writing them in.
That's quite a compliment.
It stood out. We're just three players
talking to the breakers.
We're in your ear.
Or early every day.
Someone says, hey, Slim Sipple, can I get that on iTunes anytime soon or not?
Download it on
Slim Shady,
iTunes.
Slim Sipple.
We need a couple more stanzas, honestly.
Make it happen.
Well, and if people want to send in stanzas, that's fine.
If you missed the song, the rap, please go back to the podcast page. It's worth your time. Yeah. Or rewatch it because it was an epic time.
Oh, come on. We're overstating it a little bit.
It was epic.
Written in 3 minutes.
It was wonderful. Okay. So, last night was the NFL Hall of Fame game preseason in Canton, Ohio. The Bears technically won, although they didn't finish the game because it was canceled due to the lightning. 21-17, the Bears beat
three,
the Falcons.
Sorry, 3 minutes and 31
to go
seconds to go into the third quarter.
Yes.
So, they almost got to the fourth quarter.
But the big thing about this game was, we had the first chance to see the new kickoff rules in the NFL. And Sip, you had a take on this, Sip. You saw this. You were watching the game.
Well, yeah, we got to get to Bill here.
And Bill, obviously.
I mean, there's a lot. There's a lot to take away from it. It was, I think it's an upgrade. My take was, this was Troy Aikman's take, actually, but he's correct. It looks like a big running play.
It's like it's a combination inside-outside zone. Everybody's blocked up.
We have a coach with us.
Yeah, they're not. It's not like, hey, we're not running power. We're not running counter here. We're running zone. Everyone's blocking, and it made it a play. Mm-hmm. And so that it interests me very much. It made it a play.
It was very interesting. It's not perfect. We'll address that. But 8 kickoffs, 1 touchback. That's good. That's progress. A long return of 31 yards. And that's one thing I wondered, guys. Are we going to see long returns? Are we going to see somebody go to the house?
No, that's happened. Yeah, there'll be long returns. Those things will all play out.
The thing that won't play out is like in the Super Bowl where they ran it back 109 yards for a touchdown.
No, because
the Ravens did, because they'll stay
down.
In. Yeah,
yep,
absolutely.
Because if you down it, you get the ball at the 30.
That's right.
Yeah, no one's going to not take the ball at the 30. You're going to be like, right. No, we're taking the ball at the 30.
Now, it's either the 30 or the 20. If you down the ball within the parameters, it doesn't get to the end zone and you down the ball. You get it to 20. So there's a big penalty. That's a big penalty. It's 10 yards.
Yeah.
I can hear coaches all over the NFL saying, well, you just handed them 10 yards. Right. Thanks. So, yeah, I thought it was good. There were still hard hits, but you don't see the collisions that you see because there's not long running down the field by the kickoff team, right? They start at the 40 of the return team.
Correct.
So the kickoff team is lined up at the 40 of the return team. The blocking guys, the kickoff return unit, is just like, what, 5-6 yards from those guys? And they take a couple steps back and block.
Yep.
So there's probably, you would, as a special teams coach, would be, I don't know, I was thinking about you last night. Are you teaching some sort of technique to those guys?
Oh, absolutely. Very. And there's different types of technique you call kind of a hard hat region. And when you used to teach kickoff before, there was an area to where you want to avoid early. And because avoiding early, you could always get yourself back in phase. And then when you get down to the hard hat, you don't want to open up creases. So hard hat means, or a bully technique, which means it's almost like a 2 gapping where I want to press him back to stay alive. You don't want to run around blocks. If you run around blocks, you're going to open up seams.
Oh.
So if you saw that, you all of a sudden, like, oh, I just ran around the block.
Yeah.
Dude, you just opened up a huge seam when you just did that.
Jake, we don't know stuff like that.
And so there's the technique.
Just run around the block.
Yeah. Be bad. It's bad news. Not in the lower region, you don't run around blocks. Mm-hmm. You avoid blocks early. So that's different. Where this whole thing started back, and this has been gone for quite some time on different areas of contact and bringing like a wedge together. Before, they would bring a 4-man wedge together, and it was like an ISO, and they'd be running it, and there'd be 2 or 3 guys that had free access to the wedge, and they'd run full speed at 60 yards right through it. And so the contact was sometimes extremely violent. So the violence of, there's always going to be contact. I still saw some violent tackles last night.
Yeah,
so there'll be some violent tackles.
You did.
But there was some contact be different. But the technique is going to be taught. And now the special teams coordinator also starts to get some value back. Because after a while.
Oh, absolutely.
When there was no kickoff or kickoff returns because the ball kept going out, you'd practice the heck out of it. After a while, you're going like, yeah, whatever. Hmm. You know, you'd be talking to the kickoff return team. Well, if you miss hits, it will have a chance. If not, the ball's going to land 5 yards out of the end zone. And so it wasn't a play. Hmm. Now they have to get back to earning their money. And it helps special teams players to be valuable.
I think, I think it was good. I liked that the way that on the television broadcast, they put the green marking around the area, the designated area where you catch the ball. That was helpful, I thought. Really helpful. And almost you got it. You should, every broadcast should do that. I thought it was an upgrade. It was interesting. It was interesting. What did you think, Jake?
Well,
did you watch the game?
I saw a little bit of it. I saw all the highlights of the kickoffs. Some people think it's gimmicky. Because the XFL, USFL, you can get away with gimmicky. You're trying new things in the non-premier sports.
Yes, league. Right.
In the NFL, can you do something like that? Like some could be perceived as gimmicky, possibly.
What do you think?
I don't see it that way. At first I did. I kind of thought, I don't know about this. I'm a traditionalist.
Yeah.
But after a while, what started happening was, especially in college ball also, when you can fair catch the ball.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all have our self-care non-negotiables. For some people, it's getting enough sleep, eating a fulfilling breakfast, or never skipping leg day. However, a non-negotiable we should all consider is never skipping therapy day. When your schedule is packed with kids, activities, big work projects, and more, it's easy to let your priorities slip. But when you feel like you have no time for yourself, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. It's helpful to learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries to empower you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
The play just went away.
It did.
The play really, yeah. There was always
that's
part
of the thing.
It dropped down, like kickoff returns. I don't know what that'd be.
Well, I know 50s. The number. I know the number last year. It was in the NFL, there were only 22% of kickoffs returned. 22%. Now, that was the lowest ever. Yeah. So they had to make a move. They had to. 22%.
You had to be able to make it a play.
Yeah.
And then you have to have it involved. It's the part that probably catches me the most is just the. Is what will happen with some weather situations,
okay, what do you
mean? With some strong winds, and how will that affect things? Trying to, you know, where the ball has to land. There's some things with that,
sure.
And then just the fact you have to declare. Okay, kick an onside. So yeah. You still have to have your.
You have to declare.
You have to declare it and say we're still doing the onside. So the onside kick is still normal. So that's still a normal part.
Okay,
of it.
I got a question for Bill. Now, as far as whom you put on the lines for the kickoff team and then the kickoff return team blockers. Does it change who you're putting up there?
Not really.
Doesn't it?
No, it doesn't. No, I was watching last night. I go, no, not really. This is a DB running back,
yeah,
linebacker.
That's what you saw.
Tight end bodies type of thing.
Yep.
That's what difficult you saw. To see. Now, it'll be interesting because you only have so many. It'll be interesting to see if it went into college. Because remember, I talked about the technique where you don't want to run around blocks. So if you play, hey, we're going to put all small guys out there.
Yeah.
Well, they really have to run around some blocks because they
can't overpower.
So it'll be interesting to see how they play with guys on the outside, the inside. I saw some twists. I saw some folds. So I don't know those exact rules. Like, hey, we had what can we do once the ball's caught? I think it's free game.
That's the other thing we didn't mention. The players don't move until the ball is caught.
Correct.
Now that's an adjustment for the players because everybody has to see when the ball's caught, and you can't move before it. Two flags flew
because legal procedure. Yeah,
two flags. I think that they call them illegal alignments. I think.
Yeah,
but they were basically
The hardest part. The question that I am completely baffled by that I didn't know this from the UFL, and I was taken aback, was they had someone come out and hold the ball.
Yeah,
and then he left the field.
That's the 12th player.
The 12th player. That blows my mind.
Why? Why?
Just because
is that gimmicky?
Well,
it's a little gimmicky.
The weather,
Tory Taylor did that.
It rained later, but I didn't see high. They weren't talking about high winds.
So it was windy. Last night.
No, that's why they canceled the game because.
I'm aware of that.
I'm aware the
game got canceled. Thanks.
But it was windy. I could tell.
I don't think it was. I don't think it was windy enough that the ball couldn't stay on.
I don't know that.
So the rules are real simple. You put a ball down, it falls off. Because of wind, you can put it back on one more time.
Okay.
If it falls again, a holder. That one of the 11 has to come hold it. My point is, I didn't see anyone even try it.
I saw
the guy run out there, and they were very. I didn't see him say like, "No, we're fine. I'll just set the ball."
That's a good point.
I did not see wind of any sort that was like, "This is insane. We cannot."
I didn't see insane wind.
Yeah,
that was Tory Taylor for the Bears, by the way.
Iowa punter.
Yes.
I would ask this then. Do you assume that we will see this by next season in college football if it goes smoothly with the NFL?
I don't know. I'm concerned a little bit if I was Goodell or Greg Sankey or Tony Petitti to hear people say it looks gimmicky.
It was the first day of it, first night of it, to be fair.
Yeah, I knew it was coming, so maybe if I didn't know it was coming, I turned on the game and they did it. I might say, Nah, I'd have to think about it. But I knew it was coming, and I kind of was interested. Gimmicky, though, that concerns me a little bit. It is a little gimmicky. That's what I'm saying. It's a little gimmicky.
If you go back in time to yesterday in the show, I said it's coming to college football next year.
I know. Oh, you did. Yeah, you said that.
So I'd be shocked if it's not in college football next year.
Really?
Yeah. Because it's the same thing.
Interesting.
Make it into a play. The play that I don't like at all is that you can fair catch a ball. And take the ball at the 25. I don't like that
Wait a second.
In college right now.
Oh, college right now.
Fair catch a
ball. I thought you meant in the NFL.
And go, I'm like, I don't like that. That's what I loved about the NFL last year. It's like, no, if you catch it in play, you got to go.
Yep.
Because it creates this whole set of all these things you got to teach them. Hey, if you call for a fair catch and the other guy catches it, that's a penalty. You have to be the one that catches it. If one guy signals for a fair catch, other guy catches it and takes off running back for a touchdown, it's coming back to that spot. You signal a fair catch and you drop the ball. The ball is live, but if you recover it, it comes back to the spot where the fair catch. That's a lot of stuff going
on.
It's a lot of stuff.
That's
for a rule that's like, seriously, the ball's in play. Return the ball.
Right.
That's just part of it.
That's a good point. I guess by and large, I like the NFL rule. I like the fact that there's returns.
There's a play.
That's it.
Before I was just like,
right.
It's the same way where it's not been, but it's factored in now. For a while, it was like 99.99999% of all extra points were made in the NFL. And they said, you know what? Enough's enough.
Yep.
We're going to move this back. And there's been some misses.
Yep.
So now all of a sudden, every time you have to make the 100. Extra point, you watch it now.
100.
And the kicker has to make a kick.
There's some strain.
It's like, you know what? He could miss this. This could happen.
My answer to the people saying gimmicky, I have a final answer. The answer that provides the necessary balance is that what Bill's saying. There's a play. There's a run play. It's like a big run play. And it's kind of cool. I mean, there are hard hits. There has to be good blocking. And there's the potential for a home run. So that's my response to
gimmicky. Once again, 8 kickoffs last night. One was a touchback. There were 2 others that were landed in the end zone that were returned, though.
Yeah.
There could have been 3 touchbacks potentially. But
You don't want that, though. If you're the kickoff team, you don't want that because they get the ball at the 30.
But most likely, there was a deal cut before the game. That's very common preseason games. You talk to the other team like, hey, listen, we're going to return these kickoffs.
Okay.
We want to work on this. Even irregular. So it'd be, hey, we're going to kick the ball to the goal line for both sides. Let's kick good balls. Let's get a work on our kickoff return and kickoff. Sure. Because during the season, we'll get a chance to work on it very often. So they probably said that last night, like, hey, listen, if it's marginal, let's bring it back, okay, both sides of us. We can just work on the technique of what's going on.
It was great. The broadcast was great. Aikman and Buck are just incredible.
They're incredible.
And they are incredible.
Let's not forget, though, that Sip said take the overs. They hit at halftime. Hit by halftime.
It was as easy as money ever.
Not a gambling show. It could be, though.
Well, I mean, come on. It's not. I'm joking around. Aikman and Buck were incredible. The broadcast was incredible. The game was well played.
It
was clean.
It wasn't sloppy. No. Balls on the ground. No. All kinds of stuff.
Dumb penalties.
Yeah.
There were only two called penalties in the first half. That's good.
It was well run. I liked it.
It was fun.
It's a good game.
23 is a bruiser for the Bears.
I wonder a question.
What's his name? Rashawn Johnson? Does that sound right?
I think that sounds right.
Come on, Jake. I'll look it up.
What was the question, Bill?
No, I lost it. Steve got mad at Jake.
Rashawn Johnson.
That lost me a little bit.
Big bat.
Rashawn Johnson.
Oh, in the betting world.
Right.
So, obviously, if you bet on the game 2-point spread, that's off the books now. Because what could have happened? If you bet overs, and you can't take points off the scoreboard.
Nope.
So, the overs hit.
That's right.
So, my question is then, do you get paid if you bet the overs? Is that it? And the game
got
canceled.
That's a great question.
I'd like to know what that is, because I would have lost my mind if I had the overs.
Yep.
And a storm comes in. And they're like, yeah, we're out. And that's like, yeah, it's been like, no. There's no way those points can come off the board.
I think you get paid.
If there's a spread, you can. I get that part, because anything can happen in a game.
Tetris, help us out. Yeah. Last night, the overs were hit before the game was over, before it got canceled. Do people still get paid out for hitting the overs, even though it was not a concluded game?
It is Rashawn Johnson, by the way.
Where's he from?
I'm going to forget that for you. Texas. Yes. 6 foot, 225. Good-looking running back for the Bears. He started. I don't know what he finished yardage with. Anyway, good job. And that, who's that quarterback to start for the Texans?
He looked good.
For the Texans?
His first name is Davis.
Davis Mills. He was a starter there 2 years ago.
Yes.
No, there's another name. That was the one I was thinking.
Davis Mills looked
good. Who came in?
Maybe. Ripien came in for the Bears. He looked good. Ripien had a good game. Former Boise State quarterback. I don't know who you're talking about for the Texans. I don't know who you're talking about for the Texans. Other than
quarterbacks last night, the Texans had Davis Mills.
They looked good.
Case Keenum and Tim Boyle.
Okay.
Bears had Brett Ripien, Tyson Bagent, and Austin Reed were the quarterbacks for the Bears. So,
great.
Mills started 2 years ago. He was the starter 2 years ago for the Texans.
Oh, yeah.
Before they got C.J. Stroud in the draft.
I'll tell you what else was cool. That Hall of Fame element. You had all those Hall of Famers. Devin Hester and Patrick Willis. Who else? You didn't watch this, did you? Dwight Freeney. Hmm. And they interview him during the game. Those are dudes. Hmm. Patrick Willis, I heard a radio interview. He was the Tennessee High School Football Player of the Year on offense and defense. How about that?
How's that?
God, was he fun to watch play.
By the way.
Do you remember him?
Oh, yes.
I'm seeing from David from New Year Auto. He was in Vegas for 10 years working. He says, if the game is called, all bets are canceled. You get your money back.
Ooh.
Even if the overhead.
Oh, man, I'd have lost my mind.
Yeah.
But it makes sense.
That would suck.
But it makes sense.
It does. I get it. All bets are off if the game ends.
That's no good.
No, that's tough for the gamblers. I'm sorry.
But now you want to, for the breakers out there, go to the NFL website and check the games. There'll be games popping up at weird times. Is there one this Sunday? I mean, people are in camp now, so games get started now, and they're not always on the same, like, they'll all be on this Sunday. It'll be a Thursday night or a Friday night game, or they want to have NFL games on all the time.
The next game you will have will be next Thursday, so no games until next Thursday. You have Panthers, Patriots, Lions, Giants.
Then they really start.
Next Thursday. Yeah.
But last
there'll
night,
be Friday games, Saturday games, Sunday games.
They'll be coming all the way.
Last night was a good start for the NFL.
I agree.
Great, good start.
Before we get to break, the three words you don't want to hear when you're in IT are what, Bill?
I've been hacked.
You don't want those words. You don't want to hear I've been hacked. And you won't hear those with Applied Connective Technologies, Nebraska's preferred tech partner in all 93 counties. 99%
retention
rate. Yeah. 99% retention rate is pretty darn good.
What do you think our retention rate is here on the show?
It depends.
You think the breakers are will they come back in Monday for another rap song?
I think they would.
No, we're not doing that.
Not 99%, but very, very high.
We have to have a very high percentage. But like I said, what they can get done with protection, That's incredible.
And what are we protecting?
Is that everything? Cyber hijacks. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, you have people come in. All of a sudden, your mom's getting hacked on Facebook. They can fix it.
They can.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. They can fix that. Yeah. Mm.
Cybersecurity, phone
family
systems.
Family issues sometimes.
Yeah. They will deal with marital problems. They'll talk
to
you.
They manifest themselves in a cyber world.
Yes.
Yes.
They'll fix all
that. The hijack is what you're scared of.
It's your one stop.
You can have
shop.
Your own information back for $1 million. It's my information. I know. We have it. We that won't happen. That won't happen.
It's a one-stop shop, appliedconnective.com, or call 866-358.
I hope that doesn't happen.
0109 for a free consultation. Applied Connective.
Free consultation, guys. Technologies. They'll meet you right here at the mill.
It's called
Applied Connective Technologies. Appliedconnective.com is the
Will
website.
Will will come. Will meet with you. We have a team out of Lincoln. They will travel to any place in the state, any county. Cherry.
Because they're in all 93 of them.
Yes.
They're in all 93.
All 93. Yeah. When we come back, Bill's Thrills on Early Break on the Ticket.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save. Like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.